Hi there, you are about to listen to a short part of the prophetic Power Zoom event that Tony Francis, author of Healed Nations Ministries, had on Sunday 17, 2022. In this Bible passage, Tony opens the scriptures by the Spirit to teach you about the nature of the spirit of witchcraft, how it operates, and how you can defeat it. We pray that God will open your ears and fill you with revelations that will help you cross into a new level of purity, power, and kingdom advancement for the glory of the Lord. Get the full replay teaching today as video or audio and play it on demand. Visit www.healednations.com.
So, what is biblical witchcraft really? Before I tell you the passage to read, we have heard for years about witchcraft, sermons, teachings, videos, all that. And we all have some understanding of it. Like some will say it is like a witch like cursing you, saying this spell or this voodoo thing. So it's all part of it. But is it really witchcraft? Now we will see what is biblical witchcraft. And that is part, the cursing part and, you know, the magic and all the wicked, unclean things is like that, is part of witchcraft. But biblically, it's way than this. And I want to tell you something. The devil, because he tries always to deceive us, he may have tried to tell us that witchcraft is about curses and witches and warlocks and Satan, you know, and all those things, because he wants to hide what true witchcraft is. Because once you know biblically what it is, he is very exposed. He's undone. So now we are going to see what the Word of God says about witchcraft. And let's please go to the book of Acts, chapter 13. We'll start from verse 4. Okay? Chapter 13 of the book of Acts. And we will start reading from verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I think you all know where the book of Acts is and that you are there. So I'll start reading because I want you to see it with me. And we're not rushing, you know, because when we want to trample on the enemy, we want to be very slow to torture him. You know, so we're not rushing. We're warriors. We take our time defeating the enemy. By the way, do you know that in Ephesians chapter 6, the sword of the Spirit is not a long sword, is a dagger? The Greek word of it, the sword of the Spirit, is a dagger. It's a short one. Why? Because you will stand close to your enemy. Look fiercely into his eyes, his defeated eyes, and punch him, you know, and kill him. And we are not afraid. We don't distance ourselves from our enemies. That's why the Lord made the sword of the Spirit a dagger, a very short sword. So you can be very close to the enemy and hurt him. It hurts more than a sword because you're stabbing him. So anyway, I didn't prepare that. Okay, it's a bonus. Okay, so verse 4. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. Okay, so from this verse, okay, they traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There, they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. Okay, that sorcerer, the Jewish sorcerer, the false prophet, was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. I want you to start seeing how witchcraft try to attach itself to people of power and influence. Just like Jezebel, the unhusband one, but she forced herself to marry Ahab. I don't know his name in English. Ahab. Anyway, so she can control him and then the whole kingdom. So witches and the spirit of witchcraft attach itself to people of, like this, in this case, the proconsul. Okay, so when you read the word of God, see the dynamics, like, okay, why this witchcraft was an attendant of this man because of that. So we continue. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. And every time you want to hear the word of God, you are intelligent. An intelligent man, it says, he sent before Barnabas and Saul to hear the word of God. And we are intelligent people here. We want to hear the word of God, right? So, what happened? Verse 8, but Elimas, the sorcerer, this is his name, opposed them, Barnabas and Saul, he opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. So, this is our first revelation, teaching, and knowledge about witchcraft. It attached itself to a person of influence. Why? To influence him or her, but more than that, to keep them from the faith of the gospel and the knowledge of God. So the second thing the sorcerer Elimas did was opposing these men of God to turn the proconsul from the faith. Witchcraft, the spirit of witchcraft opposes men of God and women of God. Not because they are great or apostles or prophets or they are some important people, but because of the message, the word of God they carry. So when you are attacked by witchcraft, don't exalt yourself and say, wow, I'm being attacked, I'm someone important. You know, this is a pitfall. This is a snare. Like you go from witchcraft to the snare of pride because they work together. The devil is a deceiver, but the Lord is our light and salvation. So don't go to this place where, oh, I'm being attacked, I'm being overwhelmed, I'm someone very important in the kingdom. You're not, I'm not. It's the word of God we carry, which is the main goal of the devil. And you know, in the parable of the sower and the seed, the demonic was after the seed to take it, to oppose the seed. So here, that sorcerer was opposing men and women of God, but not for opposing them. The reason is to turn the proconsul from the faith. We continue in verse 9. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas. You don't go after witchcraft, after the opposer, by your own strength. Saul, who was called Paul, and Paul is the born again. So you have to be born again, filled by the Spirit, so you can be more than a conqueror in your spiritual battles. You cannot succeed if you are not born again and not filled with the Spirit. I'm sorry, this is the Bible. So Saul, why the Holy Spirit is writing this way? Then Saul, who was called also Paul, because he is trying to tell us a message how to do warfare. So it's not Saul who did that. It was Paul, the born again, but filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas, the sorcerer, and said, so this is key. Wait until the Holy Spirit fills you. I mean, the anointing comes over you. Because Paul, by the way, here is a born again, Spirit-filled believer. So, but then it says filled with the Holy Spirit. There is an emphasis here. So, be filled in your battles by the Spirit. Let him anoint you for it, so you can be bold toward your enemy. So he looked straight at Elymas and said, I love the word looked straight. Straight. You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. Wow, I feel the Spirit filling me. So, what is Holy Spirit saying here through Paul? The Spirit filled Paul. What is he saying about witchcraft? Because he is opening something for us here. He is telling the Spirit, because it's not just about Elymas. Elymas is a person, he's dead. I'm sorry to tell you, he's dead. So it is about the Spirit behind him. And this is a forever message, ongoing, evergreen. So it's not about that person, it's about the spirit of witchcraft that you deal with and I deal with. So we need to learn about that. You are a child of the devil, he says to Elymas, and an enemy of everything that is right. Wow, this is not exaggeration. Witchcraft is an enemy of everything that is right. Not like half of it. Everything that is right. So, you are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Witchcraft is deceit and trickery. It's full. It says it's full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. So, can you imagine us defeating that spirit which is full of kinds of deceit and trickery? On our own strength and power, we cannot. It's full of deception and all kinds of it. So we need to be filled with the Spirit so we can battle it and defeat it and stand in our victory. So will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Okay, this is another thing we're learning about witchcraft here. It never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord. It never stops. It never stops. Maybe you have been battling witchcraft recently and you are now in a new level of freedom, but it will never stop coming at you and me. It will never stop opposing and perverting the right ways of the Lord. But we decree and declare it shall not have its way in Jesus' name. So it is an ongoing thing in every generation. That spirit never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord. And boy, we are seeing a lot of perversion here in our day, right? To the ways of the Lord. And that's it. That is spirit of witchcraft. Verse 11, and we are about to end this passage. Now Paul is continuing. Now the hand of the Lord, not my hand, it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. So always put the Lord in front. Always give him the first seat in your battles. Never be the one who wants to do it, because you are in deception. You are set to fail. And the devil is, he wants you to react, to be emotional. Like he wants you to feel important in a twisted way, like I'll go against witchcraft in my power and I'll, you know, we need to hear more prayers where we use the name of Jesus. We don't see much of it now. We just see prayers and decrees, but we don't see like people putting the Lord in front. So here Paul said, the Lord. Now the hand of the Lord is against you. It's a done deal now, because I'm not fighting it. You know, I put the Lord in the battle. Now the hand of the Lord is against you, spirit of witchcraft. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun. Okay. Before I continue speaking the other verse, I want to say something very important here. Why did Paul said you will be blind for a time and not forever? Because the spirit of witchcraft is assigning itself to a precious soul, precious person, Elimas, the sorcerer. And God wants to redeem him too. So when we deal with witchcraft, we need to know that we don't fight against flesh and blood. Though, maybe the Lord will tell you to decree a judgment over that person in flesh, like it happened. Like that Elimas, that sorcerer, really got it. He was blind, but for a time. So sometimes the Lord will give you the green light of grace to do it, but it's not like for destruction of that person, you know? We're teaching him something because maybe that person, that sorcerer, reached his place, the pinnacle of it, like where he is not going to repent anymore. That's why blindness came over him. That's why it was severe and very harsh, you know? So sometimes maybe the Lord will send some kind of judgment and decrees this way, but for a time, because we're dealing with the spirit behind it, which we hate, we fully hate it, but the person operating in that spirit, there is the dynamics of mercy and grace. This is very important, because I feel the intercession right now in the heart of God. I feel like crying over this, because I've seen ministers like sending people to hell, sending evil people, governors or whatever, and saying, go to hell and all that and stuff like that. And really? The Lord came to save people. So when you see a minister like going without mercy against someone who operates in an evil way, I think there is something missing here. So it's important. Why I'm teaching you this thing? Because the Lord will put you in the front lines, on the front lines, and you need to get this wisdom, you know? So we will go after the spirit of witchcraft fully. We hate it fully, but the vessels, we will have mercy on them. So anyway, to make it simple for you, follow Holy Spirit in your battles. He will tell you what to do. In this case, Paul told him, you will be blind for a time, okay, over a short time. You will not be able to see the light of the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, the sorcerer. immediately. And some of you guys will operate in a level of authority where immediately you will see the word of God or the judgments of God happening. Like Peter the Apostle, when those Ananias and Sapphira came to him, he was not cursing them, by the way. He didn't say, be dead or go to hell, you know. He didn't say anything. He just exposed truth to them. And he told them, why you're lying on the Holy Spirit? And because he was in a place of high authority, that immediately they were dead. So some of you guys, you will have the immediate result when you release a judgment. And it's not for everyone yet. But some of you are ready for this place because you are more mature, more pure in the ways of the Lord, and you know how to divide the spirit and redeem the vessel as well. So immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. That sorcerer was humbled. Now he is dependent. He is seeking someone to lead him by the hand. And God will humble some through you. Verse 12, and this is the end of the passage here. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Oh, it's a very important verse. It's a very important verse. It didn't say when the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed in Paul, that he was a man of God, that he is so powerful, and for he was amazed at the teaching of Paul. It was never about Paul. It's not never about you or me. It says when the proconsul saw what happened, he believed in Jesus, and he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. And this is what it is all about. If you live in this passage, you are a pure vessel to be used mightily to do exploits for the Lord. To do exploits for the Lord. Wow, that was a good word. Now, chapter 16 of the book of Acts, starting from verse 16.
Thank you for listening to this short sample of a 2 hours plus of teaching, activations, Q&A and angelic commissioning. To get the full replay teaching, please visit www.healednations.com and follow us to be notified for our upcoming events. God bless you.